Super Ken, let's go.
All right, monster night last night in college b-ball, but football just won't go away. Tennessee Titans taking themselves off the list of takers for Peyton Manning, I guess after hearing about his weak arm strength and his throwing arm. So the Rams are right now asking for the world for that second overall pick. From what I understand, the asking price currently is 3 first-round picks and some.
For what?
For the second overall pick in the draft, or RG3, basically. They want the world. And
the Rams, I thought they had their star quarterback.
Right, that's why you have to get the pick from them. They want 3 first-rounders.
Gotcha. Don't do it, Dan Snyder.
49ers Ray McDonald was pulled over by the police the other night, 2 in the morning. That's when Highway Patrol discovered he had an outstanding DUI warrant from 2010.
Nice.
Messed
nice.
His morning all up.
Hey, when that
Plexico
happens.
Plexico Burress is a free agent on March 13th. He told NBC 10 in Philly he's trying to be an ego.
Oh, really?
Now, of course, DeSean Jackson already expected to be hit with that franchise tag. And we'll see if they add Plexico. The word is the Eagles may go after him. The word is also in D.C., Fred Davis will be hit with that franchise tag. Now, in college b-ball, the Blue Devils ended UNC's 31-game home win streak last night with a 13-2 run sealed by Austin Rivers' three-pointer at the buzzer for the one-point win. Dean Smith surpassed by Boeheim. They barely squeaked out win number 880 for coach. Second-ranked Orangemen edged the Hoyas by 3 in overtime. Now, 6th-ranked Baylor went from up 6 points to losing by 14. Former NBA baller Vin Baker, you remember Big Vin?
Oh,
yeah. Hey, all that bread? Well, now he's suing his manager and financial advisors, saying that they made bad investments, costing him his $86 million fortune. Of course, his home went into
an alcohol problem, too.
Home went into foreclosure the other day.
Speaking of that, I don't know if you were on Twitter yesterday, Sue, but they posted a picture of Steve Francis.
Oh.
And he wasn't looking, you know, like the Steve Francis that we remember.
Serious?
And I want to know, he was looking older and he had a bald head. I want to know what he has been up to because I can't.
From what I understand, he's in the music business kind of hard right now. He has a studio in Houston and the artist he's trying to put out there.
He was playing in China.
He's
right
living
before.
Good, though. Plenty of bread, you know, so he's good.
Wow. Something's going on.
He's looking about 60.
People need some financial managers. That's what they need. You know what I mean?
Right now, he's sitting on about 30 mil.
Okay, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah. You gotta go get him. You gonna go out?
She said, seriously?